told you good news was on the way. Concerts, they are back. Venues are reopening their doors to listeners like me, starved for live music. City Winery returns to performances this month, and the Dell kicks off their summer season on August 5th. Last week, organizers behind the Philadelphia Folk Festival confirmed that, yes, they will put on a pocket-sized hybrid festival at a smaller venue in August. And yesterday, Wawa Welcome America organizers said there will be a live 4th of July show this year, but on a smaller scale.
Hello, my name is Stevie. Actually, I'm lying. It's really BB. It's a mess.
It's moving to the Mann Center with BB Rexha and Flo Rida hosting. But the good news is there will be fireworks in their usual place behind the art museum, and people will be able to gather there. We'll continue to keep you posted on all the new updates on live music. It's June, which means it's Pride Month, and we're celebrating the LGBT community all month long. We'll kick off Pride in New Jersey with a new exhibit at Soha Contemporary, an artist and creative space in Haddon Township. The exhibit showcases the LGBT artist and the community in the area. A free First Friday reception starts at 6 p.m. and is open to the public. In Delaware, Wilmington's Lafayette Gallery kicks off a month-long celebration of Caribbean American Heritage Month. That event is also free and open to the public with an advanced RSVP. And that starts at 5 p.m. Odunde, it does get started on Sunday, but it will be virtual again this year. Organizer Bumi Fernandez West is hosting a few small in-person events, and we'll have that information on our website, whyy.org/things to do. We can't wait until the festival comes back to the streets of South Philadelphia, but until then, check out the virtual edition on Odunde's YouTube and Facebook pages. Hand to Hand, the Fringe Arts Circus Festival, is happening in person through June 13th. There are a variety of events that incorporate circus arts from acrobatics to juggling that are suitable for kids and adults. By now, if you listen to WHYY, you probably know that the Philadelphia Flower Show is going on from the 6th through the 13th, and it's outside for the first time in its 192-year history. But another popular local event has moved to virtual this year. The Rittenhouse Square Fine Arts Show goes on online from Friday through Sunday. You can check out all the artwork from your own home and talk to artists live on the Fine Arts Show's Instagram and Facebook pages. Check them right out in their home studios. That sounds really, really cool. But if you'd rather be offline taking advantage of what is shaping up to be a sunny forecast, maybe juicy strawberries are what you need.
Strawberry fields forever.
Shadybrook Farms Strawberry Festival has activities for the kids and fresh strawberries to pick and to take home. It's going on through June 19th. And that's it for Things to Do this week. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and if you missed anything we mentioned or you want to find out even more events, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. And in honor of Prince Day on Monday, June 7th, which was his birthday, we'll end this week with a little bit of June from Prince. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Pasta simmers on the stove in June. Makes no sense yet, but it will soon.